If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
And just before we get to Simon Marks in Washington, D.C., just want to bring you up to speed with the latest coming out from the New York Times saying that Mike Pence, vice president, is opposed to using the 25th Amendment to remove President Donald Trump. But let's get to Simon now. Simon, you know, we're getting reports that, well, I've just read it out, that Mr. Pence is opposed to using the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office. So what are the options left with the Democrats and the Congress now to remove Trump from office? I mean, is it a viable option for, impeachment to move ahead, given that it's so close?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a couple of different things moving here at the same time, Adam. I mean, first of all, that disclosure by people close to Mike Pence now to a number of media organizations that he's not interested in pursuing the 25th Amendment may partly be related to the resignations that have been taking place at the White House. The departure of Elaine Chao, the transportation secretary, married to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the most prominent Asian American by Donald Trump's side over the last 4 years, reduces the possibility of Mike Pence to be able to recruit 8 members of Donald Trump's cabinet, even if he wanted to turn against the president. There are reports here that the vice president, who has not been seen publicly since the moment when he brought America's tortuous presidential election finally to an end in the very early hours up on Capitol Hill of this morning, there are reports that he has not spoken to President Trump now in more than 24 hours. President Trump increasingly isolated behind the walls of the White House with, as you've reported, a number of officials leaving, but some reportedly agreeing to stay for the sake of the transition. There were Republican members of Congress publicly today taking to the airwaves and pleading with National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien to stay on because he clearly was teetering on the brink of departing late last night here in Washington. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Chuck Schumer, soon to be the majority leader in the U.S. Senate. Both Democrats are saying if Mike Pence doesn't pursue the 25th Amendment, they are going to go forward with impeachment. And certainly, Democrats in Congress have already drawn up the articles of impeachment. They're ready to go. So it is perfectly possible, it can be done in the time available, that within a matter of days, Donald Trump will once again have been impeached in the House of Representatives. Although whether the Republicans who still control the Senate will be persuaded to put the president on trial so close to his departure from office is another matter entirely. Couple of other things going on here. There have been a number of court filings, sealed filings, that are not being made public here in Washington today, on a day when we have heard that federal prosecutors have said that they may well use Donald Trump's insightful language at that Save America rally yesterday before the onslaught against Capitol Hill in legal moves, possibly against President Trump, certainly against some of the protesters who are being rounded up now by the FBI, a massive campaign underway on social media to identify them so that they can be arrested. And that extraordinary appearance at the White House within the last hour by Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, gone was her usual ebullient self-confidence. She looked like a woman absolutely shell-shocked by the events of the last 24 hours, insisted that she was speaking on behalf of the president when she condemned the actions of his supporters, incited by him yesterday, to attack the Capitol building. But in a video that was released by President Trump just 24 hours ago, he said of those same rioting protesters, "We love you, you're very special people." She did not stay to take any of the numerous questions that White House correspondents have now for her and for the isolated president of the United States.
Yeah, Simon, a lot of activity you're covering for us in Washington. And amid all this, you really have to ask the question, does the U.S. at this point have a functioning government amid all of these resignations, an angry vice president and a transition less than 2 weeks away? What is happening in the government at this point?
Well, the honest answer to that question is we don't really know. I mean, there are certainly some members of Donald Trump's cabinet who are still absolutely functioning. We got a very brief press statement from the State Department today that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had engaged in a telephone call with the Singaporean Foreign Minister, Dr. Vivian Balakrishnan. Didn't go into any great detail about what they discussed other than saying that they talked about regional security issues. So there is some business of government being done. Joe Biden, the president-elect, did not notably endorse calls for President Trump to be removed from office. He did say that he didn't want these protesters to be called protesters. He said they were violent insurrectionists, domestic terrorists. Some Republicans on Capitol Hill, Lindsey Graham, described them as today. The fact that the vice president and the president are not communicating with one another is clearly raising questions here. Is Vice President Mike Pence secure in his position, given that the break between him and Donald Trump yesterday seemed complete? And if they're not communicating, how on earth is the government actually functioning? And will President Trump make any effort to replace some of these departing officials? Is there going to be an acting transportation secretary appointed to replace Elaine Chao, for example? What is the president going to do to fill the seats that are now empty, if anything? Or is he just going to run out the clock? Lots and lots of uncertainty now in the hours and days that lie ahead.
Well, Simon, the revolving door has certainly been the hallmark of a Trump presidency, hasn't it? I mean, it wouldn't be the first time he's replaced top people within his administration. Thanks very much for that. I'm Simon Marks from Washington, D.C.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
So it's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.